This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we are now live streaming into Facebook and Twitter and also through YouTube. If you want to watch us live at any given time, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We have 13 articles out there every day for your choosing, giving you information that the CIA-controlled mainstream media means to all omit or suppress or to censor, okay? We're not asking the devil for permission to obey God here. You can also jump on over to beforeitsnews.com. Click right on, friends, to YouTube and jump over to live chat. Join us on live chat. Have several friends. Folks, the show has literally tripled over the last just 3 weeks thanks to senior editor of sonsoflibertymedia.com, Tim Brown. Yesterday we had about 500. The week before that, or Saturday, I'm sorry, we had about 1,000. So it's just exponentially growing, and we appreciate your listenership. We know why you're listening. We also want to say thank you to 121 affiliates across the United States of America that have made us the number one and number two show, us and Alex Jones. Why, I have no idea. It's always been that way, as a matter of fact, since day one. It always has been. If you're driving at any given time, you can call us 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Why? Because the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Now, what we're going to be talking about in just a couple minutes here, friends, is American media portrayal. Did you know that back in 1938, and I knew we were working up to this, but in 1938, listen carefully, do you know who American mainstream media made the man of the year? Adolf Hitler. Oh, this is just the tip of the iceberg. Now, this should come as no surprise because we know that the likes of Richard Salent said in 1914 to 1933, listen to the year timeline, okay? Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. This is the former president of CBS News America. This is the former president of the United States of America, of CBS News. Our job is to give people not what they want, but what we decide they ought to have. Just imagine how much more corrupt it is today, 2020. Walter Cronkite said, former CBS news anchor, news reporters are certainly liberal and left of center. They're lawless. Let's call it for what it is, okay? Don't get caught up into the right-left paradigm, unconstitutional, divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. Read scripture. Okay? But when you begin to look at this, remember, just to show you the power of the media, Walter Cronkite was actually attributed by Johnson, President Johnson, back in the 60s. He said, when I lost Walter Cronkite, I lost the Vietnam War. Just think about that. Just think about what he said. When I lost Walter Cronkite, I lost the Vietnam War. What about the New York Times has deliberately pitched to the liberal point of view? Again, liberal today, it's a good word. The definition, Webster's 1828, is good as defined, but it's been revised to mean a negative connotation, friends, rather than a positive one. Okay? Herman Dismore said in 1950 to 1960, he worked for the New York Times. This is what he said. The New York Times is deliberately, on purpose, pitched to the liberal point of view. He said that. I didn't say that. I'm not making this up. What about Richard Cohan, senior producer of CBS Political News? He said, we are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with. Not what the facts are, not what the real issues are, friends. They create the issues now. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there thinking, well, Fox News is our answer, man. Thank God for Fox News. No, we report, you decide is their slogan. It should rightly be said, we decide on what report. They're not your savior. They are not giving you the absolute truth. And what should bother you about Fox News, friends, is not so much as to what they're saying, but what to their to the facts of what they are not saying or the information that they are not sharing with the public at large. Okay? Listen to this. This is Amber Lyne just teeing this up for the show today, friends. Amber Lyne is an award-winning journalist who worked for CNN. She began to see the inner workings of Communist Network News, and she was fired, obviously. And this is what she said. This is what she wanted the American people to know. She said that she was ordered by CNN to report fake stories, to delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration, to construct stories in specific manners while working for, as she called it, the left-wing network. This is still going on today. And by the way, can anybody tell me as to who the last world dictator was that actually vetted all the information before it was released on the population? It was Benito Mussolini. Right, so what Obama was doing and what's taking place, you know that the Clintons were doing it. You know that the Bushes were doing it, folks. It's illegal in this country. But again, Amber Lyne goes on and she finishes up with, CNN is paid by foreign and the U.S. government for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She said that the administrations pay for CNN's content. It's all bought and paid for. All bought and paid for, friends, not making this up. Here's another one. The entire mainstream media is totally fake. Dr. Udo Ofcott, who lost his life a year after writing a book exposing the CIA's inner workings concerning the control that they have over the media elites, right? You know them as useful idiots, journalists, right? He said that the people are taught to lie, to betray the people and not tell the truth to the public. He goes on and says the CIA gets control over all the majority of journalists. This is what he said. And then if we go over to the CIA, we can see that what Dr. Udo Ofcott told us is exactly smack on. It's right on the money. William Casey, the CIA director, said, we'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Again, I'm not making this up. That's what's happening here, friends. That's what's happening here today in this country. I want you to think about this, because we're going to be talking about American media and their betrayal of the people. Adolf Hitler, Man of the Year in 1938. Can you make this up, friends? No, you can't. So what I want to do is, when we come back on the other side, I want to talk about Time's Tyrants of the Year. Time's Tyrants of the Year, okay? Because this is your media purporting and upholding these that are actually known mass murderers as the men of the year, believe it or not. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News, and I'm honored to be able to partner with the Sons of Liberty and help Bradley Dean rock the boat, shining the light of truth into the dark world around us, reminding us of our history and Christian heritage, and working hard to educate and inform as many as possible, even as the mainstream media works tirelessly to indoctrinate us all with a socialist leftist agenda. I urge you to support Sons of Liberty along with me, because now is the time for courageous Christians to rise up and get in the game. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We are not having issues on our end. So if you guys are having issues on your end, please understand that it's on your end. Just for the record, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, whatever the case might be. Now listen, friends, if you want to check us out online, please again go on to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want to get over to this because it's a little shocking to the people that have had their heads stuck in the sand. And I got to be honest with you, it's a little shocking even to think about this if they haven't had their head stuck in the sand. And we're talking about Times, Time Magazine, right? Times Tyrants of the Year. It has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism or religion or both to deceive and overawe the people. Let me say that again. It has been in every age that it has been the tyrant, the oppressor, and the exploiter who has wrapped himself in the cloak of patriotism. By the way, patriotism, patriot, means Webster's 1828 to uphold dying laws. What tyrants do is they tear down the said laws in your respective country, regardless of what it is. Here, what they do is they transgress the U.S. Constitution by transgressing God's moral law called common law in the United States of America. And what they want to do is they want to tear down the U.S. Constitution and recreate it in their own ungodly images. Okay, and that just ain't going to happen on our watch concerning real patriotism. Okay, and real patriots. So don't forget that. Hey, folks, the bad guys don't prevail if the good guys aren't afraid, just for the record. And in this country, we don't take counsel from our fears, period. Amen. Folks, evil men have been, since day one, attempting to deceive the masses into believing that they're the good and the upright guys. By the way, I want to stop right there. If you think about dictators of the past, folks, since the beginning of time to the very present, what do they always wrap themselves in? What kind of a cloak? patriots, the man of the people and for the people, right? We only have one that we follow in this country, and his name is Jesus Christ. And that's why our forefathers were waving the flags, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. But when you look at just in modern history, go back to George Bush Sr. Well, they said he was a veteran of war. Really, it's interesting to know what we know about Evil Poppy. That's what they call this guy. The CIA, FBI whistleblower said that the Bush, Daddy Bush, is the most evil man incarnated they've ever seen. Just for the record. Just for the record. Okay? But notice how they wrapped him up. How did they wrap him up? Well, as a World War II veteran, well, keep in mind, his dad, Prescott Bush, who was a senator during the same time, was actually funding and aiding Adolf Hitler's Third Reich, just for the record, just so you know. If you go to George Bush Sr.'s son, George W. Bush, there's a documentary out there, I've seen it, and it's interesting because when he, before he became the president of the United States of America, they wrapped him in the cloak of a patriot. Well, his dad was a godly man. As a matter of fact, George W. Bush, friends, just for those that didn't pay attention during that campaign, and I was still a heathen during that time, but I paid attention enough to see what he was doing. And that's all he had to say is that he was inspired by that of Jesus Christ, and that's what won him the evangelical vote. Right there. That's all he had to say. If people would have took the time to see who he really was, he would have never became the president of the United States of America because he wouldn't have had the opportunity because he'd have been locked up into prison somewhere in the United States of America. But what's interesting to note about him is they put him up as a what? They put a cloak of patriotism around this guy. During this documentary on George W. Bush and being a patriot, remember how they put him in an F-16 and they landed him on a Navy ship out in the middle of nowhere, and then they attributed it to him as the one landing it? He didn't land it, friends. He was just a passenger on that F-16. But what's interesting to note is what they did is this documentary, whoever was doing this documentary actually went to the very platoon that George W. Bush Jr. was supposed to be a part of. And when they went to the reunion, they wanted to know firsthand information about their good buddy, George W. Bush. And every single one of them said they never seen him one time in that platoon, not a one time. And what's also interesting to note, shortly after that documentary came out, many of those eyewitnesses that were on the documentary mysteriously died off. You can't make this kind of stuff up. We all know Bill Clinton. We all know what he is, who he is, what he is. He's a draft dodger, right? We all know Barack Hussein Obama. He's a foreign plant, sodomite. We know that. Isn't it interesting, too, friends, how these individuals who have never been in war are so apt to take your sons and your daughters and throw them into a war? But yet, how do they wrap themselves up? They wrap themselves up in a cloak of patriotism. Do you remember all those pictures that came out on Barack Hussein Obama? We were in Washington, D.C. when he was running this presidential campaign, and they had all these communist pictures of him hanging around the city. They were trying to make him the man for the people. Well, folks, I don't even know if that's the truth in any sense of the word. But they always want to put them up as, well, guess what, friends, patriots. The same thing with Donald Trump. For those that want to admit it or not, he's a draft dodger. I just seen a picture the other day of him and Ted Nugent. You know, Mr. Patriotism himself. We've had him on the radio a couple times. The man doesn't know how to behave himself. In any sense of the word. I'm talking about Ted Nugent. Did you know that he was a draft dodger too? Man, these are the ones blowing the trumpet. These guys are the patriots of patriots. They've never been in war, friends. Yet they want to wrap themselves in a cloak of patriotism. Because they want you to believe that they're all about you and they're all about the country. When, again, if we go back to what Jesus said, as you judge men by their fruit, guess what? We find out just the exact opposite. They were draft dodgers. Draft dodgers, friends, period. Look at Joseph Stalin, military hero. What did they do with Adolf Hitler? Military hero. What did they do with Benito Mussolini? I mean, that narcissist, he thought that he was a reincarnation of one of the Roman Caesars. I kid you negative. And he really believed it. And what's sad about it is so did those that should have knew better. Concerning those that followed them to the end of their own country. There's a way that seems right, but the end is death. Right? This is why we follow the Christ. The voice of a stranger we will not follow. Now we're talking about Time's tyrants of the year. Notice how these dictators all put themselves up and wrap themselves in a cloak of patriotism. Every one of them. Every one of them. Okay? Again, evil men have been since day one attempting to deceive the masses into believing that they are good and upright when the fruit that they produce through their works are nothing short of evil and destructive. And this is exactly what history teaches us. Okay? If you want to prove me otherwise, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I want you to see that this method of deceiving the people is still alive and well among those who have not learned from the past. Read Jeremiah 6:16. And Time magazine is just a propaganda resource to prove my point. Now, this is in 1938, friends. Okay, this isn't just today. Folks, how much worse are we today than back then if we tolerated this then? Listen carefully. Adolf Hitler was declared Time's Man of the Year in 1938. Hitler was a fascist dictator whose dangerous political power grab cost the lives of over 50 million people during World War II. What was the American cost? 405,399 men and women that fought, bled, and died ratifying, upholding the laws against a tyrant named Adolf Hitler. That's how many veterans fought, bled, and died fighting against that dictator to give us the freedoms that we have today. Okay, American soldiers. Oh, and by the way, 11 million of whom were exterminated through the Holocaust through Adolf Hitler, and the use of the mercenaries during that particular time, the Muslims, okay? And just keep in mind the system and the methods that he used to create war against his political opposition. He attacked himself. He used Joseph Goebbels, his minister of propaganda, to accuse other nations of what Adolf Hitler himself was responsible for inciting. It's the same thing that's happening today in America. Folks, anybody paying attention to the parallels going on today? We're hearing it all day long. Now, we've been talking about it on the radio show for 3 years. Lord, why are we on to this Nazi thing? Why do we keep going back to Adolf Hitler and comparing him to what's going on here today? Folks, every step of the way, we're noticing the parallels. Now they're using words like essential papers to go from state to state. Now we're hearing from other wannabe dictators like Bill Gates and others, friends, that are talking about using a tattoo or having your papers or putting a patch on your jacket. Does any of this sound familiar, friends? Because we are, in fact, watching history repeat itself because we have wickedly departed from our God. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says coronavirus patients are going through a very rough time.
A group of people who, in many cases, became quite famous because they went through a lot having to do with the coronavirus.
During a White House meeting with 8 coronavirus patients who recovered, the president says they have many fantastic stories to tell. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says he won't get into a fight with President Trump about how to reopen the economy in New York. Governor Cuomo says now is a time to avoid partisanship.
The worst thing we can do in all of this is start with political division. The best thing we have done throughout this past 44 days is we've worked together.
Cuomo says that solidarity is needed and rushing anything could lead to a new wave of infections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about American media betrayal. For example, we just highlighted Adolf Hitler, man of the year, 1938 to the present. How much worse do you suppose things are today? If American media, mainstream media, put up Adolf Hitler and declared him to be Time's man of the year in 1938, how much worse do you suppose things are today? How much more do you think that the people in this country have been deceived? I'm just curious. Because we know that back in 1917, Congressman Oscar Calloway, he entered a disturbing statement into the congressional record. J.P. Morgan, a banker, steel tycoon, and a bully, hired 12 high-ranking news managers. He wanted to determine the most influential newspapers in America. This is what he wanted to know. So J.P. Morgan wanted to know how many newspapers it would take to control the policy of the United States press. Did you hear this? It's all bought and paid for. The 12 found that it was only necessary to purchase the control of 25 of the greatest papers. Now listen to this. This is the conclusion. An agreement was reached, the policy of the papers was bought and paid for, and an editor was placed at each paper to ensure that all published information was in keeping of the new policy. This is in 1917, folks. I mean, my goodness gracious. To say the least. And then what do we have today? We have the head of the CIA. This is under Ronald Reagan, friends. And if you want to do a little homework, that's all you have to do, folks, is go do a little homework. It's not hard to find. We knew this back in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s and the 80s as to William Casey and what he said. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American people and public believes is false. How do you make that up? You can't. And I'm just getting you some back-end information right now. Folks, go to Operation Mockingbird and push video. Google it. Bing it. Yahoo it. Operation Mockingbird. Watch the videos. You can watch a congressional hearing. The church committee hearing as well. This is what's happening in your country. Take someone that comes in for a third world country or from a third world country. They'll tell you that the information that you're getting here is not at all the information that they're getting in their prospective countries for the most part. And I witnessed this firsthand back in the 90s when I went over to Israel. Let's go to the next one. Joseph Stalin. Did you know that Joseph Stalin? Oh, this is crazy. I mean, it's almost unthinkable, friends. Joseph Stalin was declared Man of the Year in 1939, and that wasn't good enough for the American mainstream media propagandists. He was also the Man of the Year in 1942. Times Man of the Year, Joseph Stalin. Did you know that the president, here, let me just give it to you this way, just so you can understand what you're dealing with. President Roosevelt said back in the 40s that our boys would never step foot on foreign soil. Was that true? Absolutely not. 405,399 men fought, bled, and died fighting a war on the behalf of this government. Is there any question about that? No, there isn't. Did you know that during the same period of time, Joseph Stalin meets with Roosevelt and Churchill? Doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Well, Bradley, there's a war going on. Wait a second. What are they trying to create? Because, let me give you a little hint, it failed during World War I. What failed during World War I is something called League of Nations. They wanted to create, out of war, a one-head system of government for a global system called a one-world order. That failed. But it didn't fail the second time around, did it? So what do you have? You have these three men meeting during the war. And what's interesting to note, this is what I want you to catch. First of all, you were lied to by the president during that time. But he had the American people calling Joseph Stalin Uncle Joe. Can you make that up? No, you can't. The president of the United States of America, Mr. Roosevelt, had the American people called by the American people, Joseph Stalin, Uncle Joe. Uncle Joe was responsible for killing 20 to 40 to 60 million of his own people. And your president back in the 30s, Grandpa and Grandma's president, that president had your grandpas and grandmas calling Joseph Stalin, that mass murderer of his own people, Uncle Joe. You can't make it up, friends. Joseph Stalin was declared Man of the Year in 1939 and in 1942. Stalin was the cruel tyrant of the Soviet Union. They called him the Red Terror. He was responsible for killing 20 million of his own people. Some statistics vary from that to 40 to 60. And again, President Franklin Roosevelt referred to Stalin as Kind Uncle Joe back in the 1930s. You can't make it up, friends. Why would they be doing that? Huh. Let's go to Nikita Khrushchev. He was declared Man of the Year in 1957. I'm taking this slow because I know for some people this is hard to drink, but it's true. In 1957, Nikita Khrushchev was the Man of the Year according to Time magazine. Well, some said, well, Bradley, he was Time's Man of the Year for this reason. I don't care what reason he's being promoted and put up. The way that the people are drinking this in, the way that the people are taking this in are from the media that this man, if he's considered to be the Man of the Year, was put in a positive light, not in a negative light. Anybody know who Nikita is? Mr. Khrushchev? He was a Russian communist who seized power as a dictator over the Soviet Union when Stalin died in 1953. He liked to threaten and bully his opposition, and his leadership of the communist bloc in the Cold War was so dangerous, he had to be removed by his subordinates. Whoa! Yet, Time magazine in 1957 Well, they thought within themselves it'd be the right thing to put him up as the man of the year? Wow. Man, the world loves its own, doesn't it? Sure does. Khrushchev said, "We don't have to destroy America with missiles. America will destroy itself from within." Oh, my goodness. Oh, by the way, you remember back in the 50s, don't you? How we had a senator, MacArthur, Joseph MacArthur, who was exposing communists in the American government. Do you guys all remember this? If you know anything about history, this isn't digging too deep, but it's there. But we all remember when Joseph MacArthur was actually calling out the communists for who they were. Do you remember that it was our media during that particular time back in the 50s that went after MacArthur? They singled him out, they polarized him, and then they began to demonize him by saying that he was on a witch hunt. Oh, how he's being justified today. Oh, how he's being exonerated of all the lies and scoffings, misinformation and the such today. He was telling you the truth, America, but you allowed the media to beat up on him like he was some crazy kook. He wasn't a kook, he was telling the truth. And that's usually what happens to prophetic people. But we can see in the book of James chapter 5 as to how it turns out for the prophet. It's always good towards the end. Folks, talking about Times Tyrants of the Year. Again, you can't make up this information. Ready for another one? Ayatollah Khomeini. He was declared Man of the Year in 1979. The Ayatollah Khomeini was a Shiite Muslim who became the dictator of Iran in the 1979s. He came to power as a part of Jimmy Carter's human rights. Does anybody remember how Jimmy Carter made his way to the White House? Remember what his appeal was? He was a born-again Christian, just like every other president. They call themselves Christians, they get into the people's White House, and then the American people can see the devil for who they really are. Right? But the Ayatollah came into power as Jimmy Carter's human rights policy. Using the youth, he headed up a mass campaign of torture, rape, and execution against political opponents, as well as their families, their close friends, and anyone who was accused of insufficient Islamic behavior. Why would Jimmy Carter be putting this guy up? And why would Time magazine be making some sort of declaration to their magazine in America that he was the man of the year in 1979? Oh, by the way, President Reagan criticized Khomeini as a maniacal fanatic who has slaughtered thousands and thousands of his people, calling its executions. Well, then let me ask you something, Mr. Ronald Reagan. Why was the man of the year Ayatollah Khomeini? Why was he declared Man of the Year in 1979 in Time magazine, friends? Again, if this is back then, how much worse today? Hey, friends, I can tell you this is a fact. They love to promote their own. They love to highly esteem their own. And the Lord says that which is highly esteemed among men, the Bible is clear. It says it is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. And we see them all day long. They are comp folks. I got to tell you, just yesterday, I was washing some clothes. I'm a clean freak, by the way. And as I was doing that, there was something that we were kind of cross-checking to see if we were going to watch. We watch tons of documentaries. Every once in a while, we'll try to find something that is family-friendly and humorous. So I went to do some homework on these individuals concerning this family-friendly comedy, per se. And I'll finish the story on the other side. I cannot tell you how appalled I was in understanding that I don't think there's anybody that Hollywood promotes that is not majorly compromised from the very beginning to where they're at today. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I picked up your radio station on travel, heard Mr. Dean, and I am loving this. I am spreading the word as much as I can. I just want to call and say thank you very much for opening my eyes. The topic tonight was interesting, and I will be listening back quite often.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Okay. Well, folks, here, just for the record, this was a test today, and apparently it's not working, so everything should be back up and running the normal way tomorrow if you were watching us on YouTube. Restream is not giving us enough power to actually kick it over to those other outlets, so it will be back up to norm tomorrow. Again, we apologize for any inconvenience. We're talking about, during the final segment here, American media betrayal. Adolf Hitler, man of the year, 1938 to the present. We've already highlighted Richard Nixon. By the way, he was man of the year. I'll get to him in a moment. We highlighted Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin. These were all men of the year, according to Time magazine. Stalin was man of the year twice, 1939 to 1942. Nikita Khrushchev was man of the year in 1957, once they began to infiltrate American governments. And now we're going over to, well, then I talked about Ayatollah Khomeini, and he was the man of the year, a mass murderer of his own people as well, like Stalin, like Adolf Hitler, and the such. They were all men of the year, according to Time magazine. Folks, this is American media. Okay, Richard Nixon was declared Time's man of the year in 1971. For those that did not know as to why Richard Nixon was actually being impeached, well, if you remember, this reminds me of Clinton, for those, again, that didn't know. Richard Nixon was allegedly impeached because of what took place at Watergate. Well, the fact of the matter is that was smoke and mirrors, because what it was about, it was an expose on child pedophilia concerning the politicians in government in the United States of America, concerning our federal government. The whole Watergate scandal was just distraction from what it was really about, like that of the Clintons in the 90s. Everybody thought, well, it was Monica Lewinsky and his affair that he had with her of infidelity. Folks, there was tons of women, by the way. If you haven't seen Clinton Chronicles, do yourself a favor and watch it. But what's interesting to note is it had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. His impeachment process and hearings, nothing to do with it. Had everything in the world to do with the Clintons selling American military secrets to that of the Chinese. See, it's just like what we're being told today, friends, concerning a virus. It has, the virus is smoke and mirrors. That's all this is. It's a distraction. Your scoffers are being emptied. They're creating the crisis so they can bring it to their resolve. And they want, what they're trying to do right now, friends, if it's not setting up 5G towers to basically to hurt a lot of people, in so many words, we'll do a show on this up and coming. But it's also about putting vaccinations into your body. See, it's not the virus that you got to worry about. It's about what's inside of their resolve concerning the vaccination coming from the likes of Bill Gates, who we exposed yesterday. His daddy used to work with Planned Parenthood, and that was the tip of the iceberg concerning that criminal. By the way, people across the globe are calling for his prosecution. They're asking for him to be arrested and charged. Bill Gates. It's not just Bill Gates, because you got to keep in mind, Donald Trump is actually the one directing the American people to buy what he's selling. If you look at the coronavirus task force, every one of them on that task force, friends, are there selling Bill Gates and his vaccinations. And they also want to create a currency, friends, without actual physical money. They want to create a digital currency. And this is what they're pushing for right now. This is why the American people need to stand up for their own sake and push back. It's interesting how the American people have been under attack again after this alleged virus just took off, which, by the way, was forecasted in 2015 and in 2017 by both Gates and Fauci. They're criminals, Americans. Okay? We can keep acting, we can keep pretending with them until there's nothing left, or we can actually stand up and obey the Word of God and resist. We're talking about, right now, Time's Tyrants of the Year. This is your media. And by the way, this is the same media that put up these tyrants as the Men of the Year that are being used today to disseminate information that's completely false. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. This is William Casey. He said it back in the 80s under Ronald Reagan. Okay, let's go to Mikhail Gorbachev. Okay, talking about Time's Tyrants of the Year. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Man of the Year in 1987 and 1989 in a flight to L.A., or actually San Diego, probably a month and a half ago. It's interesting. I watched the documentary on him. They just make him out to be the coolest person since sliced bread. I guarantee you, friends, you could sit down with George Bush. You could sit down with Barack Obama. You can sit down with Trump. You can sit down with the Clintons. And I guarantee you, folks, you're going to think they're the coolest people since sliced bread. They so exercised their heart to covetousness. They have so seared their consciences, friends, that they can actually convince other people that they are upright. And who helps them more than the media in this country? Nobody does. Mikhail Gorbachev, big sweetheart on screen. He was declared Man of the Year in 1987 and in 1989. Remember the cover of the Time magazine with that of Mikhail Gorbachev and George Bush Sr. and it said New World Order? Remember that? I remember it. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go over to it and just confirm it right now. Again, just showing you the betrayal of the mainstream media in this country concerning the American people. By the way, it was Time magazine. It was called Building a New Order. I'm looking at the cover right now. Mikhail Gorbachev and George Bush Sr., who's now in hell where he deserves. And he's been working for it his whole life. I wonder how that's working out for him now. Probably not a good place to be. But guess what? That's where he sowed his seeds. Now he's having to pay the piper, isn't he? It's a good place for a guy like that to be. For the crimes against humanity he is responsible for, it's incredible. Who do you blame? Do you blame him or do you blame the people that allowed him to do what he did? The accomplices. Well, in the sight of God, both parties are guilty, just for the record. Mikhail Gorbachev was declared Man of the Year again in 1987 and 1989. Gorbachev was an active member of the Communist Party during his college years and eventually became the head of the Soviet Union until its alleged dissolution in 1991. He's a self-proclaimed atheist and globalist. And it's interesting, he operates through something called GLOBE. GLOBE, this is the acronym for GLOBE, Learning and Observation to the Benefit of the Environment. They're full-fledged communists. He lives in San Francisco. Again, for those that didn't know. Going to the next one. And finally, let's just go to Barack Hussein Obama as the, what we should call him, the Femme of the Year, the Sodomite of the Year, the Plant of the Year. I don't know, what should we call him? The betrayer of the year. No, folks, Barack is just as guilty as every other one of them because the powers that be gave Barack Hussein Obama you as one of the options to become the president of the United States of America, either him or McCain. Remember that? See, the American people don't know that there's, like even today, there's over 200 other presidential candidates running for the United States presidency, and you've been given Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Neither one of them are legitimate. I guarantee you I could sit down with Donald Trump anytime, Donnie, on radio and start asking about the Constitution. And he would, folks, he doesn't even know we're a constitutional republic. Article 4, Section 4, for the record. Okay, I'm not here to show you how smart I am. That's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to show you what you're settling for. Because it's foreign to American government in so many different ways. Let's go to Barack Hussein Obama. Declared, listen, not the man of the year. Barack Hussein Obama, this criminal foreigner, he's declared Person of the Year by Time in 2008 and 2012. See, so Time changed the title from Man of the Year to Person of the Year in 1999. Up until the end of his tenure, Obama was the most destructive president in American history. We know that he was the most biblically hostile president, at least publicly. He incessantly attacked the foundations of America. We've seen that over 1,160 times, and the American people sat back and let him do it. He also attempted to tear down the Constitution and again recreate it in his own ungodly image. He has been labeled America's first gay president. He's a shameless supporter of the murder of the children in the womb, even voted over 212 times to make sure that babies were killed in the womb while he was a senator for a whopping 142 days in Illinois, and the people couldn't figure that much out. That was a pretty big leap, wasn't it, friends? But he also voted to make sure that babies were snuffed out before they got out, so he voted twice to make sure a second doctor would be in the abortion clinics to murder those babies, just so you know. Read Proverbs 6:17. He abused his power in an attempt to strip American citizens of their Second Amendment right, just like Donald Trump is today. Obama, without a question, is following in pursuit of the dictators honored by that of Time magazine, and so is Donald Trump. Okay, Jesus said, "You are they which justify yourselves before men." Listen to me, dictators, you tyrants. You are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God, and so it is. Luke 16:15, love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.